Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. I'm J. Paul Friedenmaker, the author, and if you are in major gift fundraising or thinking about getting started, I'm excited for you and pulling for you. I also know it can feel overwhelming. Questions immediately arise, like where do you get started? Who do you call? How do you ask for a large gift? Well, my hope and intent is that these readings and reflections are a good starting point in your exit strategy from confusion in major gift fundraising. Stay tuned at the end for more ways to get support and help in your amazing work. This reading will be posted to the Breakthrough blog on March 16th, 2024, and is titled, How Shall I Ask of Thee? The Extrovert Edition. Over the last few weeks, I launched an effort to write 16 posts on LinkedIn called hashtag 10 Ways to Tuesday to Ask for Large Gifts, all one word. If you're interested in checking those out and following me on LinkedIn for daily pro tips, you'll see a link in the show notes below. In last week's newsletter, I suggested 8 ways to ask for a large gift if you're an introvert. Today's newsletter is for extroverts, with 8 approaches to asking based on the various styles of the Myers-Briggs personality test. By the way, I trust that my SJ sensing judging friends are doing okay. Not only am I profiling 16 different ways to ask rather than 10 as promoted in the hashtag, but I imagine by now you have also noticed there are only 15 people in the graphic that I created for the newsletter. Well, that's because there is a seat at the table for you, my dear friends. You're like the Elijahs of fundraising, harbingers of hope and redemption through your unique styles of inviting people to support causes all over the world. Also, I miscounted and was too lazy to go back and edit the image. My goal with these posts is to address the common challenge I hear when charity leaders and board members claim, I'm not a fundraiser, or I'm not good at asking. I propose that anybody can ask well if it's done in a style they are comfortable with. Learning how to ask well is truly one of the most coachable elements of major gift fundraising. So, if you've never taken the Myers-Briggs personality test, I did put a link in the show notes to a super quick quiz that you can take just to get an idea of where you stand. As a reminder, the letters stand for introverted and extroverted, I and E, sensing and intuition, S and I, thinking and feeling, T and F, and perceiving and judging, P and J. Even without testing, you can discern which of the following descriptions feel the most comfortable and authentic for you. I have resonated with different descriptions during various seasons of my fundraising career. So for a bit of fun along the way, I've listed an animal and a celebrity connected to each type. All right, have some fun exploring the 8 extrovert profiles. I won't read through each one here, but you'll see them in the show notes of this episode. And as always, I encourage you to embrace your own personal style and discover the satisfaction of asking in a way that is authentically you. As extroverts, it's especially important to discipline yourself to be a good listener. Try to listen at least twice as much as you speak, to better understand the style of the person you're inviting to give. Finally, craft your invitation in a way that will set the giver up to say a resounding yes, or at least to feel blessed by your invitation. And for all of you, introverts and extroverts alike, I pray for a radical release of resources as you invite people to the party in your unique God-given ways. Be sure to share your stories with me. I love hearing them. See you next week. Thanks again for listening to this audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. Follow me on LinkedIn for daily pro tips on major gift fundraising. Sign up for my newsletter to have content like you heard today, both audio and written, delivered directly to your email each week. You can also engage with my teaching and coaching online at your own pace through the online Catalyst course for $500. If you feel you need additional live coaching, I'm glad to work with you. And all my prices are listed clearly on my website. I look forward to hearing about your good work. Finally, I'll send you off with a word from the late author, Henry Nouwen. He says this, "Fundraising is as spiritual as giving a sermon, entering a time of prayer, visiting the sick, or feeding the hungry." All right. Thank you for listening.